Today on Vox Talks, does culture determine whether mothers return to work? Welcome to Vox Talks from the Centre for Economic Policy Research. My name is Tim Phillips. What determines whether women go back to work after having a child? It may be the need to earn money or the demands of their career or government support, but how important are the cultural norms with which they were brought up? And if the culture changes, does our behaviour change as well? Well, if you compare two countries, you usually can't disentangle any of the many influences on the choices that mothers make. But Germany's division and reunification provided a unique natural experiment on this topic. And that's what Anna Rauter of Queen Mary University of London and CEPR and Uta Schoenberg of UCL, also of CEPR, have investigated in a new discussion paper. Welcome to Vox Talks, Anna.
Hello, nice to hear you.
And welcome, Uta.
Hello, Tim. Nice to be here.
Now, Uta, you start me off. For listeners who grew up after German reunification, can you explain how Germany divided and the political and economic differences between the two countries after that happened?
So in 1945, after the end of the Second World War, Germany was divided into the Soviet zone and the Allied zone. And 4 years later, in 1949, the two German states were formally established. So there's the German Democratic Republic, which we refer to here as East Germany, and the Federal Republic of Germany, which we refer to here as West Germany. So now, as a state socialist country, the equality of men and women in the labor market was a proclaimed goal of the East German government. And in fact, East Germany implemented a number of policies much earlier than most other countries that made it easier for mothers to combine family and work. So there was a generous maternity leave policy, and childcare was provided by the state and generally free. However, I should also stress here that women in East Germany, including mothers of young children, were put under pressure to work. In fact, women in East Germany who were not working were sometimes referred as parasites. So this very much contrasts with West Germany. So West Germany propagated a much more traditional male breadwinner model. And institutions were such that it made it much harder for West German mothers to combine family and work. For example, schools typically ended at 1 p.m. and state-provided childcare centers for very young children under the age of 3 often did not exist. And interestingly, these differences between the East and West are also reflected in the jargon. So you may have heard, Tim, about this term Rabenmutter, the raven mother. So that's a derogatory term that's primarily used in West Germany, much less so in East Germany, and that refers to a mother with young children who is working full-time.
You are focusing in this paper explicitly on cultural differences. Well, Anna, that's kind of a slippery term, isn't it? For economists, what is culture?
Yes, so it may surprise some listeners, but there is a literature that studies culture in economics. And this literature defines culture as systematic differences in both values or preferences and beliefs that vary across social and geographical groups. So in our context, this would be the groups are East and West Germans. And in this paper, we are interested in gender norms. And gender norms here, we think about as the part of culture associated with the role of men and women in the society. So in particular, what women are supposed to do when they become a parent and what it means to be a good mother. Are you a working mother? Are you a fully committed stay-at-home mother? And in this paper, we are looking at the impact of culture on women's labor market decisions when they have their first child. So why do we do this? We believe that gender norms, and this is also shown that gender norms of what mothers should do really become the strongest here when the first child arrives. And furthermore, these changes in mothers' labor supply after the arrival of children, they have also been found to be one of the most important determinants of the persistent and still existing gender inequality in the labor market we see today.
Yet it sounds like by the 1980s, there would be a pretty different expectation in East and West Germany for whether a mother would return to work after having a child, when that mother would return to work.
Exactly, Tim. So the typical East German mother in the 1980s stayed at home for about a year. So she was entitled to 1 year of maternity leave under full pay. Mm. And after 1 year, she returned to the labor market full time. So the typical West German mother in the 1980s, she returned to work much, much later, maybe once her child started school at the age of six. Quite a large share of West German mothers never returned to the labor market. And if they did so, they often did so on a part-time basis.
Now, suddenly, our story moves on, 1990, there is political and economic reunification in Germany. I remember this. Did this mean that there was a sudden change as well, to so that there was a common set of laws and labour market and family policies for the whole of Germany?
Yeah, I also remember this, actually. In fact, my brother, my father went to the wall and actually brought home a piece of the Berlin Wall, which still sits on the mantelpiece at home.
Wow.
But back to your question. So when East and West reunified, East Germany became a market economy and it adopted West Germany's political, economic and legal institutions. So importantly also for us, East Germany also took over West Germany's more gender conservative institutions and family policies. And that's also important for our setting. So maternity leave in a post-reunification context across both parts is the same. And also interestingly, in reunified Germany, shortly after reunification, there was in fact a reform in the maternity leave system, and the leave was expanded to 3 years of job protection in order to enable mothers to spend even more time with their children. So this shows you that the institutions, even of this reunified country, they mainly reflected the predominant traditional West German norms of the majority of citizens.
Now, you're investigating in this whether the mothers from the former East Germany adopted West German norms afterwards or the other way around. But norms change quite slowly, don't they? So how long did you wait after reunification before testing if the culture had adapted?
Right, Tim. In most of our analysis, we focus on women who give birth between 2003 and 2006. So this is about 15 years after reunification. Mm. So these women, most of them were young teenagers when the Iron Curtain fell. So they actually made important labor market and education decisions under reunified Germany in the market economy. Yeah, that's important to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. So that said, we also look at how East-West gaps in employment after childbirth have changed over time. So by looking at mothers who give birth shortly after reunification or up until 16 years later.
There's a lot of ways in which you look at this. The first one is you examine workplaces that were close to the former border, I think, in which people who were former East or West German citizens, they were employees and they worked side by side. For that, how do the differences between East and West German mothers evolve over time?
So, yeah, we study the overall differences between East and West Germans in these former border regions. And we see that the gaps, in fact, declined over time. So shortly after reunification, so in the early 1990s, East German mothers were 18 percentage points more likely to be full-time employed. So the gap was 18 percentage points. But in the late 2000s, so around 15 years after, this gap is nearly halved to 10 percentage points. But still, I should stress that despite this decline, we are far away from full convergence here. So even close to the former border, where East and West Germans did have increasingly the opportunity to interact with each other, there's still sizable differences between East and West. And just to give the listener a rough idea, so the employment differences here, they're larger than the difference in employment rates between university-educated and non-university-educated women in both the UK and the US.
But Germany's a big country, isn't it? So what about further away from the border? Was there the same effect?
Well, that's the interesting thing. So if we look at areas further away from the border, these gaps in employment after childbirth between East and West Germany, they have not narrowed. They have remained stable. And now in these areas further away from the border, there are fewer interactions between East and West Germans. They just don't meet as much. Mm. So one possible interpretation of these findings here is, well, if these East-West gaps may actually narrow, at least somewhat, we've just learned not fully, if East and West Germans are given the opportunity to meet and interact.
You also tested mothers who migrated from West to East and East to West, something that couldn't happen before the border came down. Was there a similar shift in their behaviour? Who made an adjustment here?
So this is actually the interesting part, or the interesting finding. We think there's actually this adjustment pattern seems to be asymmetric. So when we look at the East German women who now are fully exposed to the West German culture, they work alongside West Germans in West German firms, and they are often the only East German here, they still continue to behave more East German, so to speak. So they return back to the labor market much faster and also more likely to work full time after the arrival of the first child than their West German colleagues. And this even happens if they have been exposed to the West for quite some time. So we look at women who've been exposed to over 6 years to the West. When we look at West Germans, on the other hand, they behave more similarly to their East German colleagues. So there seems to be some adjustment to the East German culture here.
I have to ask, can we rule out all these things that I suggested at the beginning make this so complicated? Differences in wealth between East and West, difference in the type of career, level of education, maybe all those things that we just put in a category and say they're unobserved variables. Are you sure that they are not playing a part in this?
Well, we are as sure as we can be, I would say. So we look at changes in employment before and after childbirth. So the focus on this transition around childbirth really has the advantage that we can compare East and West Germans in the same firm who were in the same career trajectory before birth. So to be a little bit more specific, we basically compare East and West Germans in the same firm who before birth earned the same wage, were employed in the same occupation, are of the same age, have the same education, etc. So this strategy in itself should deal with many of the concerns you may have in mind. And we do many other robustness checks, and I don't want to throw too many details at you here, but let me mention one robustness check. So you may be concerned that women who migrate in generally are more career-oriented than women who stay behind. And this, in principle, could explain some of our findings. What we do to rule out this concern as much as we possibly can is, well, we compare East and West Germans who migrated across the former German border to the other part of Germany with East and West Germans who also migrated, but they did so internally within East Germany within West Germany. So essentially, we compare migrants to migrants. And we find the exact same asymmetric adjustment pattern that Anna has just described to us.
Anna, do we know, though, why this norm changed? Why West German women changed how they felt about this? Was it what they preferred? Or is this about money or peer pressure or maybe even what their employers are expecting of them?
No, it's a very good question, and there could be multiple of reasons. So you're right to say that it is possible that women experience peer pressure from the East German environment. Suddenly you're thrown into an environment where people tell you, well, look, modern woman should really return to work quickly, and you might feel the pressure to adjust. Also, everyone around you, all the other mothers, return to work quickly, so your employer might put pressure on you. Despite having a legal leave of, say, 3 years, you might feel pressure to return earlier. So this is possible. However, there could be a very different story as well, which is about learning from East Germans. So think about the context here. So West Germans grew up in a more traditional environment. Few of them grew up with working mothers. So they experienced much fewer working role models than East Germans did. So they are simply less certain about the effects of what it would mean of working on their child's well-being, but also on their own well-being, what it means on their marriage or partnership. Now suddenly they interact and observe East German colleagues who grew up in a society where really working with a small child was just the norm. So they were able to potentially get a lot of information on how to best juggle career and family and whether the children would potentially not actually suffer if you did work when the child was small.
Yes, so what do we do then in an attempt to disentangle between these different explanations? So we focus on return migrants. So these are women who grew up in West Germany. They migrated to East Germany as adults. They experienced the East German culture firsthand for a couple of years, but then they return back to West Germany and they have their first child in the more conservative West German environment. And we compare these West German return migrants to other West German mothers in the same firm who who always remained in West Germany. And what we find interestingly is that these return migrants continue to be influenced by the East. So they return to work earlier and they work longer hours than the West Germans who always remained in West Germany. So now this finding can't be explained by peer pressure, right? I mean, the peer pressure is such that they actually should stay at home longer with their child. So the explanation that is most natural to us is this learning story that Anna has explained to us.
But what about the West German women who never went anywhere, which I would imagine it would be most of them? Well, certainly never left what was West Germany. And we know that West German women who were fully immersed in the East German environment, they changed their behaviour. But what about these other women? They would now be mixing with East Germans, but they were still in that same West German environment. What happened to them?
No, sure. That's a very good question. We were really curious to find out whether also moderate exposure to this different culture, so the East German culture, which we are suddenly after the fall of the Iron Curtain, were increasingly exposed to, whether this even had an effect on West Germans back in their home culture and whether it changed their behavior. So in order to check that, we exploit that now after reunification, some work, West German workplaces, they hired many East Germans, whilst others, they did grow at a similar rate, but they hired hardly any East Germans. Empirically, this creates differential sudden exposure over time to this East German culture after reunification for West Germans, but who always stayed in West Germany. So they basically just experience an inflow of colleagues from the East. So what we find is that West German mothers in firms that experience a larger increase in East German colleagues, they indeed return to work faster after giving birth. And in particular, the exposure to female colleagues, as well as colleagues in your own occupations, that had the strongest effect. And interestingly, we also find that women were more likely to remain in their pre-birth firm when they were exposed to many East Germans. So overall, we do actually find that the East German culture seems to have even diffused to the West after reunification. But this was through interactions of West German mothers with their East German colleagues. But I should also stress that this only happens if the share of East Germans at the workplace is sufficiently large.
This cultural diffusion story is very interesting. It's very powerful, isn't it? And it also runs counter to a lot of the narratives about what happened to the two Germanys after reunification. Could this then imply a bigger story, a general long-term drift towards equality everywhere? Or am I overinterpreting your evidence here?
Well, Tim, I should point out here that there simply is no general long-term drift toward equality everywhere. In fact, the progress women have made in the labor market seems to have stalled over the past three decades. In particular, if you look at gaps in full-time employment between men and women, these gaps are as large today as they were 30 years ago in the early 1990s in many developed countries. So now, at the risk of overinterpreting our evidence a little bit, but our evidence actually suggests that the lack of exposure to more gender egalitarian beliefs and values, it could be one explanation behind this stalling.
It's a very interesting piece of work. It raises so many questions. Thank you for talking about it today. Thank you, Uta.
Thank you, Tim. It was a pleasure to be here.
And Anna as well.
Thanks very much, Tim, for having us.
You want to read this as well. It's discussion paper 16149 at CEPR. It's called Wind of Change, Cultural Determinants of Maternal Labour Supply. And the authors are Barbara Bowman, Anna Rauter, and Uta Schoenberg. This has been a Vox Talk from the Centre for Economic Policy Research. We bring you only the most innovative economic research. So subscribe to Vox Talks because we break the news. If you want to know what's going to be published in academic journals 18 months from now, well, listen to a Vox Talk today. And remember, there are now 12 years of Vox Talks at voxeu.org/vox-talks.